And the San Antonio Spurs streak is over.
Oh!
Oklahoma City whooped them last night in OKC to make that series 2-1. We'll talk about that more coming up in sports.
But prior to that, they had won 423 games in a row.
Right. Well, they actually won 20.
Yeah, okay. Yes. But which is, you know, again, that's
awesome. That's what happens when Mac Brown is your coach.
Yeah. That's right. Well, and you get all the good running backs. And
there you go. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, back in the White House yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I missed it, and then I saw some little clips, and I wanted to see the whole thing, so I went to C-SPAN online and saw the whole thing last night.
And somebody at C-SPAN said, hey, we got one hit.
Wait a minute. Somebody's watching. Everybody behave. Somebody's watching.
Yeah, but there was a pretty good joke writing in that.
Well, first, you know, the sitting president, for his part, you know, I was glad he thanked him for being there. And then he launched into, we didn't know how bad the economy was until we'd been here for a while. Great. Why did you? Yeah.
Well, that was a little backhanded.
You think?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Golly. Yeah. I mean.
But he ended up by sort of wrapping it up by saying he wanted to thank the Bushes for making the transition from that lousy economy so easy.
Yeah, for his staff.
Oh, yeah. It was a little awkward, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's George.
I am pleased that my portrait brings an interesting symmetry to the White House collection. It now starts and ends with a George W.
He's liking it.
When the British burned the White House, as Fred mentioned, in 1814, Dolly Madison famously saved this portrait of the first George W. Now, Michelle.
Yeah.
If anything happens, there's your man.
He was pointing over to his portrait, of course. So. But the best line that he had in the whole thing was when he said, Mr. President, I know that when you're walking, but do you have that one?
No,
when
go ahead. Yes,
Mr. President, I know that when you're walking the halls trying to make the deep decisions that the president has to make, you'll look at this portrait of me.
When you're wandering these halls as you wrestle with tough decisions, you will now be able to gaze at this portrait and ask, what would George do?
And Laura, for her part, she said, I'm sure you know nothing makes a house a home like having portraits of its former occupants staring at you.
Yeah.
So, you know, they
it was a good time.
They did. They tried to make it fun.
I think it's pretty safe to say they don't miss the gig.
No, I don't think so. No, that's probably not.
And 41 was there, and Barbara was there. 41 was in a wheelchair, but you know, it's a long way to walk, you know, going down that hall to the East Room and all of that. But they were both there, and both the twins were there. And so, you know, it was a good time for the Bushes.
I'd like to know what the staff thinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That'd
be the story to hear.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't. It'd just make you mad.
Yeah, probably right. But,
a bunch of snide
anyway,
comments.
Well, still, would have been fun. But, you're
probably
right.
Thinking, you know, that guy was silly, but he was a lot of fun. Yeah.
But you're right. They don't miss the gig. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention our buddies at Fox News. My gosh, what a bunch of mozons. I
know a reason, but I want to know the reason you're talking about.
Well, now we need to tick off the reasons.
Well, this was just something I noticed yesterday.
They've got this show called Fox and Friends. It's on in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And it's, you know, three airheads who sit there. And they apparently were going to do a news story about a look back at the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. Well, basically what it ended up being was a four-minute attack video. I mean, a PAC for the Republican Party couldn't have done a better job with their graphics of making this thing nothing but a hit piece on the president. And as a result, and if you want to see it, it's archived at Media Matters, but as a result, they got hit from both the left and the right for doing that, for couching the terms of a news story, really this thing with its cartoon graphics, taking on what had happened during the Obama administration. And, you know, whether you agree or disagree with what the guy's done, you don't do that in the form of a news story with graphics of giant bags of money falling down and people in shopping carts and things like that. It was not very good. Anyway, what did you have?
Well, yours was more journalistic than mine. Mine was just more late to the game than yours. Yesterday, I was watching when the Edwards decision came out, and CNN had it that the judge was sending the jury back to deliberate some more a good 15 minutes before Fox reported that. So yesterday
they didn't happen to, for all the things that they have as breaking news.
Oh yeah. Well, both channels were all over that when the jury came out and said we can't decide. But anyway, it was just late to the game situation there.
Well, and again, of course, that you never want to be right there with your competition when a story is happening. Mm-hmm. You just assume, what were they doing? Were they have some was it Neil Cavuto talking about something, and they needed to wait till he had taken a breath before they could break into that, or
something
they were
like
running
that.
Commercials about AARP or something.
Join Waldenburg Estates and Independent.